7 at 20th and Belmont, outbound. 1507, I got your customer conduct. What's going on?
Oh, I just have a customer that I'm a little concerned about. He looks like he's ill or something might be wrong. He's curled up in a ball, and I was worried he was going to roll out of his seat. So I asked him if he needed medical, and he said no. And I told him I was worried about him rolling out of his seat, so I put the seat down in front of him, but now he's laying down on the double seat, and I'm just a little concerned.
Okay, that was kind of a broken up transmission. I caught the gist of it, but when you offered him if he needed medical, what did he say?
He said no.
Okay, and have you asked him to sit up, tell him you can't safely move the bus with him laying down?
Yes, I have. I told him I can't have him rolling off of the seat and hurting himself.
And his response to that?
He sat up, and now he's back laying down again.
Okay. I can see if I can get a supervisor to you, or you can just tie it up and just flat out, use your, your parent voice and tell him, listen, sir, I'm not moving until you're sitting up and staying sitting, or get off the bus. You can try that if you're comfortable. But I can let the area supervisor know and send them to you. Is that what you would wish?
Well, I will, when I get up here where it's a nice wide stop, I'll ask him to sit up, and if he can't, I'll call you back.
Okay. You can sometimes use the pressure of the other passengers on the bus. I'm not saying involve them, but by saying it and holding and waiting, it might put pressure from other passengers to get him to sit up and see what happens.
Yeah, I think this guy's past that department.
All right. Let me know if you need any assistance. We'll still let the area supervisor know while you're trying that, okay?
Copy that. Thank you.
1915.